The Marty Shear Gold Show podcast is brought to you by Tryco. Seeing you through. Premium wiper blades you can trust. Find the right wipers for your car at trycoproducts.com.au.
Buckle up, Australia.
Buckle up.
Now, right across the country, broadcasting to every corner of this big brown land on the Triple M network. This is the Marty Shear Gold Show.
Back from Monday, back after the weekend. Welcome to the Marty Shear Gold Show. Back after a birthday celebration weekend for you as well, Marty.
Wonderful weekend.
Good weekend.
Stunning.
Bit of fun.
Oh, a couple of beers, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, well, you deserve it. It was a big one.
5-0.
Yeah, the big 5-0.
I'm fresh as a daisy today.
You're in your 51st year now.
Oh, God, I am too.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. Isn't that depressing thinking about
in,
that?
Yeah, I'm in my 51st.
Your 51st
year. Because you're a whole year till you turn one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm in my 51st.
First year.
Gee willy wink.
9 years to your 60.
Oh,
my life is running out. My life is running out.
It isn't.
Is
it is
I'm
not.
Troy, I wish
that.
You didn't say that.
Enjoy every moment.
No, it's too late. I'm already dying.
Coming up, we're going to talk about a fairly confronting way that someone is getting sun on a part of their body.
Mm.
This is really bizarre.
This is sunning your date.
Yes. But next, I'm going to put someone into the slow news day category for just lying on the couch.
Well, that's what she does now.
It's someone you'll know as well. Mm. That's next on the Marty Shear Gold Show here at Triple M.
Slow news day.
Slow news day.
You know it's a slow news day when Sam Armitage is involved. Months after leaving Sunrise, she's appeared to debut a surprising new look on Instagram over the weekend. Mm-hmm. This is a slow news day. Sam shared a photo of herself lounging on the couch and watching television with her dog, Banjo. Where's Banjo? Oh, no, that's Sam. That's and sporting hair that appeared to be a natural shade of white. White!
I don't know if it's the lighting.
Mm.
Isn't it just
it's
her hair?
It's a very confusing photo.
She does look grey, doesn't she?
Mm.
It's the same colour as the couch.
Mm.
Where does the couch start?
My hair looks like that, though, if I just get it done.
Does it?
When
I don't remember it ever looking
done.
That white.
No.
It's not a blonde couch.
Sam posted another. Pam.
She's gone from Sam to Pam.
Pam, bring me some cucumber sandwiches if you don't mind, darling.
I prefer her as a Pam. I think Pam's better suited.
Yeah.
Pam Armitage.
Pam.
And her husband. He's a very handsome older woman too. Old Dick Lavender.
Dick
Lavender. We remember you've mentioned that, observed that before.
Old Dick Lavender. Sam recently revealed in an interview, I barely brush my hair and I put a bit of lipstick on these days and it's lovely.
Hmm.
Oh, good.
It's absolutely bliss to not have to worry about hair and makeup for this part of my career.
That would be good.
Which part of her career is she talking
about? Well, lying on the couch. It's got to be a slow.
She needs to get back to work, mate.
The Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M. Shear Gold Show, Triple M.
What did you stuff up when you were the new kid at work? Everybody's been the new guy on the ground at some point in their life.
Absolutely.
When I was working at a BP station once, I tapped the woman's roof as if to say, you're right to go, and I hadn't taken the nozzle out of her car. And it stretched out, then sprung back and smashed the glass in the bowser. I was like, sorry.
I've done that myself in a radio station promotional vehicle.
I don't know why I tapped her to say she could go.
Yeah, and she's just driven off.
I think I was just panicking.
You're having a not thinking moment.
It was full driveway service in those days. You'd have to check their oil and water.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
Like, I don't know if I'm up to
that.
This. Because then about 2 days later, I left a bloke's oil cap off. And he came back with the underside of his bonnet completely covered in oil. And my boss was like, well, where's his oil cap? And I go, oh, it's just out there on the driveway.
I love picturing you. Picturing you actually working compared to what we do here.
I know. Smarty.
Yeah, I reckon, I reckon you would have lasted a day or two.
I reckon I lasted about 3 weeks in that job. HBO Max fans were confused last week when the company sent them a bizarre email. This is to all the fans and subscribers. Mm-hmm. They received an email Thursday with the subject line, integration test email number one. And the body of the email only containing one sentence, this template is used by integration tests only. Streaming users immediately turned to Twitter to voice their concerns, with many creating memes saying that it could be a new show that HBO is airing. If it turns out the HBO Max email goof is a stunt for a new show called Integration Test Email, then congrats to the marketing team. Director James Gunn, what's he? Who's he?
Don't know.
Director of maybe the part of the business.
Oh, or just a director tweeted that he hoped the integration email is somehow the first step in an extremely clever viral marketing for Peacemaker, his upcoming show. He's an actual director.
He does Guardians of the Galaxy and Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad was apparently awful.
Yeah, terrible.
Oh. Well done, James.
Well done, James.
That's why I haven't heard of him.
Yeah, good career.
HBO Max later tweeted, "We apologise for the inconvenience." And as the jokes pile in, yes, it was the intern. No, really, and we're helping them through it.
It was the new kid.
It was the new kid. The new kid on the block.
Yeah.
We got to the bottom of the Marky Mark new kids on the block, didn't we?
Well, we'll say that off air.
Marky Mark was in it briefly.
But his brother Donnie was in it.
Yeah.
But they've got a reality show now, haven't they? The Wahlburgers.
The Wahlburgers. Oh, and also a hamburger place too, don't they?
Also called Wahlburgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what the show's
about.
Oh, right.
Well, I think it's more about them, isn't it?
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I just saw it.
No, but I think Marky Mark pops up very rarely on the Wahlburgers, I think.
Yeah. It's not a...
It was a thing. I remember it a couple of years ago.
2014 to 2019.
Yeah. Oh, 5 years. Yeah. The Wahlburgers.
Gave it a crack.
Feels like it's enough, doesn't it? We're talking about what did you stuff up as the new kid. And you were just telling us off air, Troy, that when you first started in your illustrious radio career that you turned the whole station off.
Yeah, my first day. At 3NE in Wangaratta.
3NE.
Yeah, I was doing the drive show. How long do you think drive was in Wangaratta in a country town?
Oh, my God.
About 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh. We're home.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn the radio off.
I had one job, keep the radio station on the air, and I turned it off.
And then you didn't know how to turn it back on.
No, the boss had to come in and turn us back on.
Oh, God.
I'm amazed I got this far.
You must have felt pretty ordinary.
I sure did. I'm still
getting
recovering.
Getting
sweats. It still triggers me.
Because really your only job is to keep the station on air.
That's right. Let's try and keep us on now, shall I?
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
Sunning buttholes is the headline in front of me.
Wow.
And I've seen the video. I've seen the footage of the sunning of the buttholes. It's pretty crazy. Staring at the sun.
Yeah.
Experts are warning against a fitness influencer's irresponsible sun advice after he told his almost 100,000 followers to ditch sunscreen. And then I'm assuming that's him there in the photo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just loving life. God, he looks like hard work, that bloke. he's got the Jesus beard and hair. He's just standing out there in the nude with a coffee cup. And he looks
foot
like
up on the bath. Foot,
he's literally got a foot up on the bath. He looks like a nightmare. Dave Driscoll, who owns a chain of CrossFit gyms that operate in Byron Bay and Bali. I mean, you couldn't have it any worse, could you, DC? He shared a photo of himself lying naked in the sun on social media, explaining it was his response to woke anti-sunners.
What?
Woke anti-sunners who tell him he needs to wear sunscreen. Well, you do need to wear sunscreen.
You do need to wear sunscreen.
Yes.
You really, really do need to wear sunscreen.
Every day on your face.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
When the post attracted criticism, he doubled down, sharing a second nude image alongside a lengthy post that concluded, "Now ditch that sun cream and go sun your effing genitals."
Wow.
Okay. Quite an aggressive post from the Byron Bay CrossFit gym owner. But experts have warned Mr. Driscoll's advice was dangerous, adding it spreads misinformation and sun exposure to his huge audience about sun exposure. Mm. Dave also suns his perineum.
Yes, we've got some grapes. Do you want to have a listen to those?
Yes, please.
In a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole, you will receive more energy from this electric node than you would in an entire day being outside with your clothes on.
All right, there's more.
Please.
You guys are 10 seconds in. How does it feel?
Peachy.
Peachy.
Absorbing energy.
You guys all said,
yummy.
Wow.
Nourishing. Like mother's milk.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a that's footage of three blokes laying on their back with their legs as wide open as you can get them, sunning their actual date.
Yeah. Happy baby pose.
I've never seen anything more ridiculous.
So crazy.
I don't understand why you'd want to sun your actual ring. Is that not asking for trouble?
Yeah. Butthole cancer trouble.
Oh.
Yeah.
The old ham flower.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
Towing trauma is what we're about to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a towing trauma incident?
Who's
going to tow you home?
Have you had a towing trauma? What's happened while you've been pulling something around?
A ute towing a caravan has been filmed veering out of control in front of a truck as it tried to overtake it before crashing across the road and almost taking out another car. Mm. And we know this because it was on the dash cam. That's another good question.
Yeah.
What did you catch on the dash cam?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What did you catch on the dash cam, or have you had a towing trauma?
Yeah.
The truck driver was travelling along the Bruce Highway in Queensland when he was overtaken by the Toyota Hilux ute. But instead of letting the truck driver overtake him, the ute driver speeds up and merges into the overtaking lane before he loses control and ends up on the other side of the road, narrowly missing an oncoming car. We've got a grab.
Yeah, we do.
You've got to give way, dickhead.
Sword. Behind Lord Manthar, Lady Husband.
I'm overtaking! You have to give way!
Doubled over.
You sped up and I've got it all on dash cam!
Yes, and the vision's actually quite extraordinary. Yeah.
You can see it on our Instagram at Marty Shergold.
Oh, there you go.
You can see
it. I do hate when people do that, though.
Yeah.
You're trying to get around.
And they speed up.
And they've been doing 80 the whole time, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're doing 100. So hang on, mate. You've just been doing 80 for 2 hours.
It's all a game with these drivers.
That's ridiculous.
Myself included. Probably the word.
You're not removing yourself from the conversation.
No, the chimp comes out in full force on the road.
I'm sure.
You've got to put the chimp away on the road.
I know. I get.
Have you seen the Russell Crowe film where he has the road rage?
We've spoken about
What's
it.
What's that
unhinged,
called? Unhinged. Mm. And he is unhinged in that movie.
It. It's like the truck driver film that we spoke about as well. It's just a truck chasing a car for the whole movie.
You've got to be so careful who you honk your horn at these days.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Mad Max?
No.
What's the one where
Lauren knows Mad Max?
I once honked my horn so hard that it got stuck and I had to drive home with the horn stuck. It's just going, whee! And I was like, I can't. Look, my hands are up here. I can't stop it.
Is it a big horn or a little horn?
No, it was a very small horn.
Oh, no. Oh, thank you for asking. I'll take you through it later. I'll meet you in the car. We'll compare horns.
I'll have a horn off.
Let's do it just for fun on a Monday. The truck driver later shared the footage to the Dashcam Car Owners Australia Facebook page.
Oh, what?
One of the best pages.
It's actually great. You see some.
Jump on it and it's just blokes cracking it.
There are hundreds of thousands of people following.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
I think I'll get a dash cam. I would like one.
To record your movements on the road?
No, to prove that I'm in the right.
You're always right, mate. You don't need to prove it. Lee, have you had a towing trauma or have you got dash cam footage?
Unfortunately, I didn't get the footage, but I was moving house, borrowed a car, borrowed a trailer and, you know, a bit stressed out.
Yeah.
And imagine this, I'm driving along at about 80 clicks, hit a roundabout, slow down a bit, and then there's this trailer that I see that looks awfully like mine, because it was.
Yeah.
It was beside me.
Overtook you.
What had happened, Lee?
sort of come off the tow ball because it was a bit dodgy, and jockey wheels are not meant to be used as a braking system, apparently.
Oh, my God. Oh no. That's hilarious. You're just looking at your own truck. This is not right.
That is a bad day.
Oh, that is awful.
Wayne, what happened?
So I was driving a Christmas trip down to Apollo Bay and drove down through the Otways and turned out of the Otways into Skeens Creek, and me wheel fell off my caravan and lodged underneath it.
Oh, Wayne, the stress of that on that little two-lane road. Yeah. You must have been beside yourself.
Boxing Day, and I had to try and get a tow truck to pick me caravan up to take me into the caravan park.
Boxing Day.
On holiday.
And you've lost the wheel on your caravan.
How much did that cost?
The caravan got written off.
Oh, my God. Jesus, what a first day of holidays, Wayne.
I hope it improved.
How could it not?
Dennis, towing traumas, what happened?
I was relocating the caravan from Wangaratta back into Melbourne. It was my parents' van. Hmm. So we hired a four-wheel drive for the day, and we got up there, pulled all, everything down off the caravan. One of the tyres were pretty flat, so we replaced the tyre, and as we were replacing the tyre, a bloody big huntsman come out. So I just put the bolts on it, but I forgot to tighten them up. So we're towing the van down the highway, and all of a sudden I looked out the window, and there's a bloody wheel that parked me. And then all of a sudden it was the caravan wheel, so I've had to, you know, sort of take it easy and pull over. So we found the wheel, we put that in the van, and we ended up having to get a tow truck to take the caravan.
Right, Dennis. That's hilarious. I love it when about a quarter of a way through they go, all of a sudden.
The Marty Shergold Show podcast is brought to you by Trico. Seeing you through. Premium wiper blades you can trust. Find the right wipers for your car at tricoproducts.com.au. The Marty Shergold Show.